Grammar Booster.
How to talk about the improbable future with second conditionals.
Affirmative.
If I saw it, I'd like it.
If you saw it, you'd like it.
If he saw it, he'd like it.
If she saw it, she'd like it.
If it saw it, it'd like it.
If we saw it, we'd like it.
If they saw it, they'd like it.
Negative.
If I saw it, I wouldn't like it.
If you saw it, you wouldn't like it.
If he saw it, he wouldn't like it.
If she saw it, she wouldn't like it.
If it saw it, it wouldn't like it.
If we saw it, we wouldn't like it.
If they saw it, they wouldn't like it.
Interrogative.
If I saw it, would I like it?
If you saw it, would you like it?
If he saw it, would he like it?
If she saw it, would she like it?
If it saw it, would it like it?
If we saw it, would we like it?
If they saw it, would they like it?
The full forms are I'd, I would, you'd, you would, he'd, he would, she'd, she would, we'd, we would, they'd, they would.
The negative contraction is wouldn't, would not.
We form second conditionals with if plus a past simple verb followed by another clause with would plus an infinitive without to. We often use the contracted forms I'd, you'd, etc. For example, if you went to the party, you'd have a good time.
We use second conditional sentences to talk about imaginary situations in the future. Although we're using past simple verbs, we're actually talking about the present or future. For example, if they went by bus, they'd get there more quickly.
We can use second conditionals to refer to something that might happen if a certain condition is met. For example, if she bought it now, it'd be a lot cheaper.
We often use were instead of was with I, he, she, it. For example, if I were you, I'd leave right now.
We can also use could with the second conditional to talk about future possibility. For example, if we took the train, we could play cards.
We can use question words, who, what, when, where, why, etc., with the second conditional. For example, what would you do if you found a wallet in the street?
Dialogue. The decision.
Just think, if we lived here all year, we could have parties at the weekend and invite all our friends.
Yes, but it would take me ages to get home every night. The trains to Wokingham only leave every hour, and it takes about 40 minutes to get here from where I work. I wouldn't get home till about 8 p.m. at the earliest.
But if we bought another car, you could drive to work.
I don't want to drive. The traffic is terrible.
Well, if you worked at home, you wouldn't have to commute at all. And just think, the kids could walk to school.
Yes, but there's only a primary school in the village. What happens when they go to secondary school? We'd have to drive them there every morning.
But when they get older, they can cycle to school.
It's far too dangerous.
Oh, and just think, if we bought the land next to the farmhouse, I could buy a horse. I've always wanted a horse.
Yes, but then we'd have to build a stable for it. And if we bought the land, we wouldn't have any money to build the stable. Who's that?
Oh, no one. I'll get it.
What's this?
Jasper! Isn't he beautiful?
A horse? You bought a horse? Where are we going to keep him?
The garden until we get that piece of land. I'm sure he won't eat your vegetables and flowers, will he?